And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Let's do it. Stupid news on The Point 94.1, brought to you by JFK Liquor in Sherwood. They're on JFK Highway 107 across from Sherwood's Golf Course. Locally owned and operated. Go see him. All right, let's start with the world's dumbest thief. This guy walks into an electronics store, grabs a TV, and then bolts for the door like he's in an action movie. And employees got a pretty good look at him, but he was actually able to get away. He disappeared into the crowd before anybody could catch him. So that happened. Then 2 days later, the same guy walks back into the store, just walks up to the counter, mad, demanding to speak to a manager. Manager comes out. Guy says the store forgot to give him the remote control and the manual for the TV he bought. Of course, they knew it was the guy that stole the TV. They're like, hey, sure, no problem. Sorry, we will go in the back. We will find the manual. We will get the remote control for you, and you'll be on your way. And he's like, okay, good. So they go in the back, and of course, they didn't get the remote. They call police. Our genius still standing there at the counter waiting for his remote when the police walk in and arrest him. Next story, off to Florida, where something a little more explosive went down at a Goodwill store, literally. A donation bin at Goodwill turned up something a little unexpected. That was a vintage grenade. Bomb squad was called in. They evacuated everybody, and after a couple of tense minutes, they safely removed and dismantled the grenade. Now, most stores would be shocked if something like this happened, but Goodwill, this is actually the seventh time this has happened in the last 10 years that a grenade has shown up in a donation bin. Seven times in 10 years. Seven. That's crazy. Don't donate grenades at Goodwill. Don't do it. Okay, final story, last certainly not least. Two absolute legends in stupidity. This happened in Cincinnati. These two guys decided it was a great idea to steal a giant highway sign during rush hour. And I'm not talking about like a little road marker. This was a huge sign on the side of the interstate. So they're out there, side of the interstate, trying to rip this massive sign off the post and strap it to the roof of their pickup truck. The police show up. They find the sign barely hanging on the truck, and the guy's about to take off with it. Needless to say, they were arrested before they could get away. There you go. That is your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.